Guys, you might have seen the news. Matt is officially engaged. And to celebrate, we are doing a bonus episode. It's dropping tomorrow at 6 a.m. So make sure you set your alarms. You don't want to miss this one.
See you then.
Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
We had an amazing holiday and I'll cherish every moment I had there for the rest of my life.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more. We're back in the studio, Anna. It feels like we haven't been here for, what, a couple of weeks now, doesn't it?
I know. You're looking nice and bronzed, nice and glowing. You've been to the Maldives.
I have. It was an amazing trip. I loved every second of it. Do I recommend it? Yes. Are you going to go there for your honeymoon?
I'm between the Maldives and Turkey, and I actually was like, I'm going to ask Matt about the Maldives properly. Like, is it the best holiday you've ever been on in your life? Because it looked like that.
Well, yes, it's the best holiday I've been on. So,
why are you emphasizing holiday?
Well, there's a difference between, I feel, a holiday and a trip. Do you know what I mean? Like, a trip
not
is
really,
like,
no.
A trip is when you go to, like, Italy and you're visiting heaps of different places, like Rome, Florence, Venice. That's like a trip because you're like, it's not so much a holiday because you're doing heaps of traveling and you're not
so
really
relaxing.
So you're
saying a holiday is one place.
It's just getting there and just kicking your feet up and smashing Aperols by the pool. That's a holiday to me.
Got you.
Do you know what I mean?
As opposed to a trip. This is like something you've made up in your own head.
This is such a first world problem. You know, I'm complaining, like turning that into a...
Are you complaining?
No, I'm not complaining. I'm saying that a trip to Italy is not a holiday. Do you know what I mean?
It's a trip.
It's a trip because you're not relaxing.
You've made up some sort of scenario about trip versus holiday in your own head.
Because I feel like a trip is when you go somewhere and you're not relaxing. You're going to sightseeing. You're going on like different planes. You're catching like... You know, different planes to different parts.
Like a Euro trip.
Yeah, a Euro trip. It's not so much a holiday. To me, a holiday is going to the Maldives, kicking your feet up and just relaxing.
So what's the point? Are you saying that you prefer a holiday or a trip?
I prefer both. I love both. But this was the best holiday I've been on where I just relaxed and went there and just kicked my feet up and just had just a blissful time.
It did really look like bliss. Like even when you guys were like on the bikes going through like the ocean, like water, like it just looked like bliss.
It's such a scenic place. Like you ride your bikes down the jetty thing where the villas are and literally you look down and there's the most colourful fish swimming around. There's like reef sharks swimming around.
Scary.
Well, a reef shark. Talk about scary, actually. One night we stayed in and we played the game, actually, that you influenced Tammy to get, monogamy.
Oh, my God. I love monogamy.
Yeah. So, she brought that and we played that. How far did you get into it before you guys just ended
did
up?
The deed.
Did the deed.
You know what? It's actually hard. Like, we were like, we have to finish the game. But I don't know if anyone finishes that game.
Oh,
because
you
just get to a point and you're like, okay, we've got to do it.
Yeah, we can't hold off any longer. I think she got to the second last trip around and I was a bit back. I was rolling ones and twos. I think I had only done four laps around because it's like six laps, isn't it?
Yeah. So, just for context, monogamy is this sex game that Michael and I got from Sexyland. And I was telling Matt about it. And obviously now you and Tammy have went and got it and played it. It's so fun.
It's so good.
I think that from playing it, I would just say like the first moment when you just like feel that urge to just go have sex, like don't even bother holding off.
Really? We held off. So I had to do the strip tease thing. But I wasn't so much striptease. I was more just, you know, kissing, working the body. And like, you know.
Matt just did like a body roll in the studio. It was very strange.
And then we were like, oh, no, we'll hold off a little bit longer. But after that, we were naked and we went skinny dipping in like the water.
See, that is fun.
Well, I've watched one too many shark movies. We were out.
Because you were in the ocean.
In the ocean, yeah. And I was like, I can't. And we'd seen all the reef sharks in there and like stingrays and that. And I was like, no, this is cute, but I'm getting back in. I'm over this. I'm scared.
You're like, maybe if my shorts were on and nothing could bite anything off. Oh!
Apart from that, like, I had the best time ever. Like, amazing. Ate so much good food, had so many good memories that I'll take away with me forever.
Well, we always talk on the podcast about going on a first holiday with your partner and how difficult it can be. Obviously, there can be like new things you find out about them or teething issues. How did you guys find your first holiday away together?
It was a great time. We had so much fun together. But, you know, you're with someone 24/7 in each other's pockets, you know, like little stupid stuff, like, you know, don't like get your teething about some certain stuff, like, you know,
just like bickering
on. Bickering about just stupid shit, like, yeah. I'm like, I don't like this song, change the song, no one listen to this song, you know, that sort of stuff. Nothing serious.
Just like getting to know each other I feel like on holiday you just get to know each other on such a different level, don't you?
Well, something that I was conscious of going into a first trip away with a partner is the toilet situation.
I knew you were going to say toilet, yeah.
So we've spent a lot of time in hotels, obviously, while we were dating, me going up there, her coming down here.
Long distance.
I would always use the foyer toilet of the hotel.
What? You've not told us this.
I would always go down and, like, you know, literally, like, I'll go down.
Do your business.
Do my business. And I was like, a resort. There's not going to be, like, a foyer toilet that I can go to in the morning.
Wasn't there?
Well, we were lucky enough we had two toilets, so I just used the other one.
So you had your own toilet.
Yeah, and that was out of bounds.
You're lucky.
I am lucky.
What would you have done if there was only one toilet?
Maybe we wouldn't be here together. No, we'd be fine. I would just ride the bike to like the local restaurant where breakfast was and just...
It's so funny. It is awkward when you're in a new relationship and you have to do a number two. Like, you're in the confines of like a hotel room and you have to go... like do your business, and the thing is they know what you're doing, but you don't want to like
turn the music up, turn the TV off, and then hop in, pick the TikTok up full roll and just watch TikTok.
the awkwardness.
But yeah, it was a great trip. But something that was I wanted to bring up was on the way home, right? So the Maldives, talk about like trip versus holiday. It's probably easier, I reckon, to get to Italy after a 5 a.m. wake up. We did all that. But our flight from the domestic airport in the Maldives to the international airport in the Maldives, it was a bit stormy.
So this is on the way back you're talking about.
Yeah, the way back. It was a bit stormy. So I'd actually fallen asleep and I was asleep on Tammy's lap, like laying down. The plane apparently came into land three times.
Don't.
And quit every time it came into land and went up and came back again and tried to do it three times.
That is a worst nightmare of flying.
I didn't wake up.
So you slept through the whole thing?
I slept through the whole thing. Apparently Tammy was like, grabbing into me. I was like, I didn't feel anything.
That's actually really nice of her not to wake you up to feel the terror she was probably feeling. She probably could have used some moral support, to be fair.
But then the plane went to this random airport and landed. We sat at that airport for 2 hours, got back, went to try again for the international airport, gave up, flew back to the original airport that we were from. It was nuts. And then from the original airport said, we're not going to land here. We're going back to the international one. And then landed at the international one. We missed our connecting flight to Singapore. So we sat at the international airport in the Maldives for 10 hours.
So talk about stress. Like, that is like, in regards to like a first holiday with your partner, that is like 100 out of 10 stress levels to be putting on both of you.
Literally, yeah. So we sat there for 10 hours. So then they got us a flight from the Maldives to Singapore. And they're like, we can't promise that both of you will be on the next flight from Singapore to Brisbane.
Oh my God, imagine if one of you got on.
Yeah, so they had a seat for her and they said, when you get there, go to the transfer desk and see if I can get a seat. Because I was like, you go because you want to go home and see your kids. I'll wait out 14 hours at Singapore. That's fine. So we quickly went to transfer desk. They got me on. Yeah, and it was just stressful. We eventually got there after, I think, 30-something hours of travel, more, 36, I think, nearly 40 hours of travel.
What an absolute headache. Such a shit way to end such an amazing holiday.
It was.
Something I did want to ask you about was that there was a lot of photos circling. Some mysterious person in the Maldives has taken photos of you guys at the airport, and you guys are standing separately, and it obviously looked like you guys were in this, like, huge fight. The way they positioned it was like you guys were in a fight. I even asked you about this.
You
I was like, what's this all about? Like,
I mean, we both just weren't happy. We just sat in the airport for 10 hours. I mean, when I say not happy, I mean, you're just drained. We got up at 5 a.m., been on like, just, we're just drained. And I walked off to go to the toilet and came back. And I'm not going to push past a poor family to go stand with Tammy. We're eventually going to get to the same place. She had her boarding pass and her passport.
Yeah.
So I just stood there.
You guys are just taking some time. And then someone's like caught you in your moment of stress.
Yeah. And like, I was just like, I'm not going to, if you look, there's a family in between us. I'm not just going to go hang on, like push through. I'm just going to, I'll meet you on the other side and we can board together.
I mean, the last time when Michael and I went to, when we went to see our wedding destination in Corfu, on the way back, we had like a really terrible flight time, and I think I was in the most foul mood of my whole life. And if someone took a photo of me then, it would not have looked good.
Well,
for
that's
me.
It. Like, yeah.
It would not have looked good. So I was like, fuck, you guys are like, that's unlucky.
And then, like, your body language was saying this. I was like, my body language was saying, like, I want to shower.
Like, you know what I mean? My body language was saying, get me the fuck home.
Yeah, get me home. That's what I was just singing. Yeah, just get me home.
Anyway, you guys are all on cloud nine. Everything is good. It was like, you know, high stress, of course, because of what happened. And we move on. Life goes on. People have ups and downs. And that's that.
Yeah, there's no stress. We had an amazing holiday, and I'll cherish every moment I had there for the rest of my life. Anna, do you have a turn on this week, and what is it?
Okay, so you might have seen on my socials, I got matching PJs for Michael and I. It's number one, it's the first time we've ever had matching PJs. And you know how much I love to match with my partner. I just, there's just something about it. It just makes me so excited. But then the matching PJs that I got are Christmas matching PJs, and we've been wearing them like every night, and it's just feeling so, so wholesome, and I'm just loving matching at the moment.
That'd be awesome in your own, in your, the first Christmas in your own house that you guys both share with matching PJs.
Yeah, we got a little gold tree for Goldie B.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. So yeah, it's actually really wholesome having our first Christmas in the house together. We have like a fireplace in our new house, like a proper real one. So I'm like, that's so cute. Like,
you hung stockings from it?
We have. Yeah.
That's cute.
Santa's going to come down, well, deliver presents.
Every year, Emma gets us all our family matching PJs, Christmas ones. And we do a photo closer to Christmas. Yeah, it's sort of our thing that we do as well.
I think everyone should do matching PJs. It's like a recommendation. Go get some matching PJs with your partner or your friends or your family. It's so fun.
Well, Tammy's family did it as well, and we did that at her house, and we set up the Christmas tree for Christmas.
I think that to do a Christmas tree, my Christmas tree needs to be up before December 1st. Otherwise, I'm like, there's not like long enough. I think that's like the, you know, the little trick.
How about this one? At my mum's house, they have three Christmas trees.
What?
Three.
Where?
So one in the front room, which is the main one.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, every year we buy one together. So, but my sister Emma is a diehard fan of Christmas, loves it. She couldn't wait for me to get back from the Maldives. So on December the 1st, her and mum went and got one, put it in the second spot in the back in the back room. And then I was like, well, no, I want to go with the family. So we all went and got another one, and that's in like the dining room.
Three Christmas trees. I mean, three people in the household, three Christmas trees.
One each.
No, you got one each. That's a sign of the true love of Christmas. What's your turn on of the week?
Well, it's on what you said. So matching pajamas at Tammy's house, we did a matching pajamas thing. And my turn on is like, I love Christmas and I love my family, but I've never been part of like a big family Christmas. So like you just said, there's me, my mum and my two sisters, obviously my dad, but we do a separate Christmas with him and my mum. So, you know, with the partners, there's maybe like six people there at Christmas. So we did the setting up the tree, and it was like Tammy turned to me and she's like, is this a bit much? Because there's obviously kids running around and there's everything. And I was like, no, it's like, you know, it's really like wholesome and like I've never been part of this and I love it. I've always wanted to be part of a big family, you know, the way I am.
Yeah.
And I love it. I just reckon it's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's wholesome. And I feel like Christmas is about kids, and to have so many kids around in a big family and lots of different personalities and just that dynamic, it seems like a lot of fun. I'm like you. I've never been part of a big family, but yeah. It does look like fun.
I'm really keen for Christmas Day, see like how it all goes. We're doing Secret Santa.
So where are you spending Christmas this year then?
Christmas Eve, my mum always celebrates. So I'm spending Christmas Eve with my mum and then flying to the Gold Coast Christmas morning to spend it with Tammy's family.
Oh, nice. That'll be so fun.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Before we move on from Tammy and her family, there's articles at the moment going around that I've noticed. Just and it is saying that you got matching tattoos with Tammy and her sisters. Would you like to clear that up?
So this is actually really, really mind-boggling when we figured this out, actually Tammy and me on the first date. I have love hearts in the exact same spot with my sisters and Tammy has the exact same with her sisters.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. Apart from the fact of being weird, like that we've both done that. So I did not go out and get matching tattoos. I already had it with my sisters and she already had it with her sisters.
And then you guys just put your hands together because it was just like crazy that you all had the same tattoo and that's it. You didn't go out and get matching tattoos with Tammy's sisters. No, that didn't happen.
That never happened.
Just to clear it up for everyone.
But I still think it's wild that we've got the same one with the same, with our sisters.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
It is. I've got my love heart on my side.
So you're matching as well. And now your turn off of the week, Anna, is?
So my turn off of the week, obviously I had COVID, not ideal for anyone. You don't need to put your, that's now covering his nose. I'm not contagious. I've tested and I'm not positive anymore. I'm negative, well and truly. But yeah, sickness on sickness on sickness. Like I have had a horrific year for my health.
Sickest person I know.
I'm the sickest person I know too. It's pretty wild. I honestly think this has been my worst year health-wise and I'm just praying and hoping that next year is better. But my turn off of the week is I just got better from COVID and now my side pain and my kidney's back. So I know I'm trying really hard to ignore it, but I do have an appointment at the hospital next week and I'm just fucking hoping to God that it settles down because me ending up back in hospital, I have so much anxiety around it. It's like giving me like so much stress and I just think it is starting to keep me up at night because I'm starting to get the kidney pain back and I'm like, please, like.
Well, everyone keep Anna in your thoughts and fingers crossed that it doesn't come back. And I reckon if you just ignore it, it will go away. That's all my problems.
Worst advice ever. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. What's your turn off of the week?
My turn off of this week is, you know, I've come from bliss weather in the Maldives to the Gold Coast. And now I've come to Melbourne and it is literally torrential downpour, thunderstorms. Cancelled our plans today, Anna.
Yeah.
Not happy. Melbourne, I love you, but do better.
Your weather is trash.
It's December. Like, what's going on?
It's fucking summer. Let's turn up the heat.
Anna, I went through the Macca's drive-thru to get my coffee as I do, used my Macca's code. Mind you, this is not an ad for Macca's, but fuck, I'm putting them over here. They have the McRib. It's back. Do you know the McRib?
No, I've never heard of the McRib. What's that?
So the McRib is, it's a burger that McDonald's does for a limited time.
Okay.
So it brings it out, I reckon, once a year. For a limited time only. And you remember The Simpsons did an episode around it. They had like the rib sandwich and like Homer gets obsessed with it and follows it from state to state.
No, I didn't watch that episode of The Simpsons. I haven't watched many episodes of The Simpsons, but I haven't watched that one specifically either.
Well, it sort of plays on the McRib. But in Australia, the McRib will bring it out around Australia once a year. And the people love it. It's the best burger probably on the
menu. Never heard of it.
Well, after this, I recommend you go get it. But
so what is it? Like two pieces of bread with ribs inside?
Yeah, but without the bones. And it's just like the rib meat.
Okay.
And it's got like the barbecue sauce and I think pickles and cheese in there. It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
So is that like your favorite Macca's meal, would you say?
I'm not so addicted to it, but if it's on the menu and I'm ordering.
You're getting it.
I'm getting the McRib.
Yeah.
But the McRib is actually, now in our modern day culture, it's actually a term for how to love somebody.
What?
Yes. So the Urban Dictionary defines McRibbing as when you get someone hooked on something, then take it away from them, like McDonald's does with a McRib. You can't get me hooked on something and just take it away. That's called McRibbing someone, Stan, and it's torture.
Do you know what? McDonald's has McRibbed me so many fucking times. The only person that McRibs me is McDonald's. They used to have these bacon and cheesy fries, and I'm telling you, me and my friend Laura were obsessed with them. We, I reckon, were the number one people buying the cheesy bacon fries. And actually, when I went to Barcelona earlier in the year, they still do them. And I literally was like Uber Eatsing them to my hotel room after drinking out in Barcelona. I'm obsessed with the cheese and bacon fries. And McDonald's has McRibbed me or McRobbed me from getting them. And I'm not happy about it.
Well, this time last year, they had the McJalapeno bites.
I love those.
Now they're gone. Yeah. So, the McRib is a sort of love that people can do to someone in a toxic way. So,
they give them love and then they take it away.
So, it's almost like breadcrumbing. Almost. Yeah. In a way.
Well, not really. It's lovebombing.com.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, if you reckon you've been McRibbed, please send us a Mick story to our Mick Facebook about how you have been McRibbed. So many Micks in that.
And a McAvoy McRibbed me.
I'm sure there'll be one there.
Okay, red flag, green flag. Post songs on their Instagram post that is not a video. So, if someone's posting a picture and they put a song with it, what do we think about this?
Like, oh, it's gross.
You don't like it?
It is the worst. I'm sorry. It is ick.
It's an ick.
Yeah. It's like a picture of them looking like, you know, like think they're looking good and the song's like, you know, like some like just song that's going on about how good they look, you know what I mean? Like, and you're just like, eek. Like,
see, ugh. Look, I've never actually done it.
I've never done it either.
But I have, like, I think I have appreciated some of them once, like a few times. Like if it was like a carousel and it's like taking you on a journey and they've got some nice like seaside music in the background and it's them at the beach. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm getting your vibe for this.
If like, I follow you, just don't do it. If you want a like from me.
It's a full red flag.
It's a full red flag for me. I don't even put music on my stories.
Yeah, that's a red flag for me though. I think you should put music on your stories. I'm going to say it's a green flag. I'm going to go against the grain. I don't think it's offensive to me, but I can see what you mean of like if it's like a bit of a cringe song, you're really upping the stakes because like you need people to like the content, yeah, and you need people to also like the song.
You're doubling down.
But imagine if it's a song that you like and then you want to just keep listening, so then you keep like scrolling through, you're like, yeah,
it's never been one for me.
I'm like getting into the beat and the groove of things. Let's head to our Facebook page. We want to know if you guys approve. Is it a red flag or a green flag if people post songs on their Instagram posts? Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our episode. We can't wait to chat to you next week. Make sure you give us a 5-star review to keep hearing more content. And until next time, bye.
Bye.